So the youth first got the idea for the service at Salmon Bake when they noticed a pin that Reverend Elaine was wearing, that I think Sasha is wearing right now, that has a quote by Dorothy Parker that reads, "Heterosexuality is not normal, it's just common." So this led us to the question, what is normal? Should we all try to be normal? Is it even possible for all of us to be normal? In a world spinning with madness, striving for normal seems to be a safe way to get through it. But what does that mean? If I were to tell you how to be normal and you chose to follow my instructions, then you would need to go home, dye your hair your favorite color, or your least favorite color, or whatever color happens to be cheapest when you go to the store. And then next week, when we all got back together at church, we'd all be wearing ripped jeans, a shirt with some witty saying on it, and singing Broadway show tunes. And everything would be great because we'd all finally be normal. But that's just me. What if we decided to be normal like my dad? We could wear jeans, a polo shirt, and a zip-up hoodie to every event we go to. Every single one. No matter how fancy or sophisticated it might be. And if we were normal like my mom, we would all carry yarn in our bags and talk to every little kid we meet. That'd be fine because it would be normal. We could even be normal like my brother and hide out in our rooms all day and only come out to get food. But maybe you don't want to do that. The point is, everyone, even in my own family, has their very own definition of normal. Say, have you ever walked into like a preschool room and seen a dinosaur driving a dump truck? So you wouldn't rush in and stop the child and tell them, you can't do that, that's not normal. We would embrace their creativity and their imagination. But what's the point when we stop doing that? And why do we stop doing it? When is it that we start telling children and young people that it's time to be normal? We can all aspire to be like someone. Personally, I want to be Neil deGrasse Tyson. Does that mean we should all be Neil deGrasse Tyson? No. But, I mean, we would have less trouble getting environmental legislation passed if it were. But all it really means is that we need to find our own normal. We can look to others and take pieces of their normal, but we can't impose our normal onto other people. Because personally, I don't really want to see my dad with pink hair and ripped jeans. And even in our everyday life, normalcy is affecting our perception of the world and the people around us. 30 years ago, where my mom was growing up, it was completely normal to drive to school with a gun in the backseat of your car. Nobody would question you. Today, you see school shootings happening practically once a week. Because our normal has changed. And guns pose a threat in a way they never have before. Our divides right now between race and gender, white supremacy, and Black Lives Matter, they all start with wanting our normal to be everyone's normal. Rather than trying to find the right words to make everybody line up, maybe we need to try and find the words that embrace all our normals. So on March 14th, students across the nation will stand up and walk out of their schools at 10 o'clock. We're walking out to say that we've had enough of the normal way the government is doing things. And we want a new normal, a normal that finds a better way to protect us against guns and violence. Adults have been telling me that it's not normal for young people to want to protest for their own safety. But it is. Young people have been banding together for a long time to simply say, your normal is no longer acceptable. Adults tend to like the phrase, in my day. And one time, all of us here will probably say it as well. It simply means that at one time, the normal was different. Instead of telling us that your normal was better, tell us what your normal was, and listen when we tell you what ours is. Think about what normal is to you. Now think about if that normal was normal for the world. Why would you want that to be the normal? What do you really want to change by making that the normal? Do you want everyone to get along? Do you want to make your life easier? Chances are we're never going to make everybody get along. So instead of fighting that battle, why don't we find a way to accept the differences and all of the different normals?
important to find your own normal and not try to conform yourself into someone else's. Although you can be influenced by another person's normal, find your own little flares that you can add to make it specific to you. Find music that you enjoy listening to or clothing that you think suits you and you can feel comfortable wearing, because in the end, clothes are just worn for public modesty and to keep you warm. You can follow trends if you want to, but you should really only follow the ones that you actually like. For example, around September, tube tops started to make their grand re-entrance at my school. I hate tube tops. Like, where are the straps? I don't understand. I definitely did not hop on that trend, and thankfully it is leaving almost as soon as it came. If you like tube tops, go ahead, wear them, and rock them, but only if you feel comfortable and if you actually like them. The word normal is thrown around so often that it's lost its meaning so much that we just spent months planning a service about what it means and still don't have one specific answer. We do, however, know that it's used to describe the cycles on dryers and dishwashers that don't give the objects being cleaned any extra treatment or neglect them any treatment. We also know that being a normal height for your age could be better described as average height, and that people say that normal bodies are ones that don't have physical deformities, when in reality, every body is normal. Some are just more common than others. By replacing the word normal in our everyday vocabulary in this way with more fitting adjectives, we could help people feel less pressured to want to change themselves, because it's totally okay to be uncommon. It makes you more interesting, actually. The media sends very misleading messages to the people who are listening to it, because you could see people advocating to be yourself and be unique, and then go make fun of people who do exactly what they're saying. You can see this overall message of do what makes you happy. Oh, except for that. The only time I view that as acceptable is if the thing that makes the person happy is a threat to themselves or others. If something makes someone else happy, don't judge them negatively for it if it's not harmful. I realized something last year that's really resonated with me and changed the way I view the people around me. I realized that it's not fair to judge people for things that they can't change. You can't change if something makes you happy. The only thing you can change is if you act on it.
Right now, in our ripped jeans, our polo shirt, our tube tops, our suits, or whatever it is you happen to have on, sitting here and accepting each other as we are is normal. We can make it through all this craziness by just accepting each other and not trying to find lines to divide us or even lines to lump us into groups. We just need to understand that we are all normal. We all just define normal a little bit differently. And that's what makes normalcy so amazing. Because it follows no lines, and it follows no guides. It's one thing in our lives that's truly authentic. So, is it possible for all of us to be normal? Yes. But you have to stop trying to be someone else's normal, and find out exactly how amazing your normal is.